KQED.
Our story begins in Parchester Village, a largely Black and Latino neighborhood in northwestern Richmond. Trains heaped with coal pass by here on their way to the port. Residents say coal dust blows off the open mounds, covering the grass and coating their screen doors.
Let me just show you. Let me take a little bit of water.
Paul Marquis pours a bucket of water down his screen door. It runs off dark.
It's everywhere. Your truck sit for 2-3 days here without moving. You can write your name on the front. It's that, really.
Marquis says in the last year, he's seen more trains go by and more black dust on his property.
This little neighborhood, nobody seems to care about.
BNSF Railway has conducted studies and found every uncovered coal car can lose between 500 pounds and 1 ton of coal in transit. It's such a big safety problem on the tracks that BNSF has pushed coal shippers to cover their cars. From Parchester Village, the coal trains trundle south to the privately owned Levin Richmond Terminal on the waterfront, just south of Interstate 580.
Now these are empty coal trains going out.
Richmond Mayor Tom Butt peers through a chain link fence outside the terminal.
Coal trains go through this little building you see here, and they open the bottom of the car up, and the coal falls out, and it goes into a conveyor belt.
We're dumping a load right now.
Not even the mayor knows how many coal trains pass through his town. Federal law protects that information. But the mayor says he sees a lot of cars coming through.
It's a big operation.
Last year, Richmond exported more than 1 million tons of coal and petcoke. Coal from Utah and Colorado comes by train headed for Japan and Mexico. Most petcoke comes in covered trucks from the nearby Phillips 66 refinery and ships to Australia and Europe. Butt says he's getting more calls about the coal cars from Richmond residents.
Fresh coal actually does have an odor to it, and people can smell it, and they see it, and they don't know what it is, and it worries them.
It's not the first time the stockpiles at the Levin Richmond Terminal have raised concerns. Coal exports began in 2013, but the company has exported petcoke for at least a couple of decades. 3 years ago, an environmental group sued Levin Richmond over its handling of petcoke.
They will pile it up very high, on the order of 10, 20, 30 feet high on the dock.
Sejal Choksi Chu is executive director of San Francisco Baykeeper. The nonprofit group discovered problems at the terminal during one of its boating patrols.
So our staff saw the material dropping from the conveyor belt directly into the water, saw it falling off of the piles into the water, blowing off of the piles into the water.
Without admitting any wrongdoing, Levin Richmond settled the lawsuit. The company agreed to enclose the conveyor system used to load the ships and to stop loading when the wind is too strong. The company declined to be interviewed for this story, but in a written statement said it complies with all regulations and rules.
You can see there's dust here. You know, you can see the remnants of it.
On a street just outside the terminal fence, Mayor Butt bends down to scoop up a handful of black soot. He'd like to know how much of this stuff is blowing across his town.
How far away does it move, and what's the size of the particulate matter, and that sort of thing. I'd like to have more information.
Petcoke and coal dust are regulated under federal law, not as toxic substances, but as particulate matter. It's up to state and local governments to enforce the regulations. Eric Stevenson is with the Bay Area Air Quality Management District. He says there's a district rule prohibiting visible dust that is hard to enforce.
An inspector has to be there for a certain amount of time, see the dust particles coming across the fence line, ensure that those particles are coming from the facility.
Inspections of the Levin Richmond Terminal show regulators found no visible dust coming off the property from 1997 to 2011. And then inspections stopped. Over the last 3 years, when Baykeeper sued and coal exports began, the Air District has not inspected the property. Stevenson says there are no set rules about how to store or transport petcoke and coal.
Usually what we do is we attack emissions and things like that in a what are we going to get the most bang for our buck sort of way.
And compared to a facility like Chevron, Levin Richmond is small potatoes. But at the Los Angeles and Long Beach ports, exports of petcoke and coal are a much bigger deal.
We had a significant number of complaints from the residents in the area near the port.
Mohsen Nazimi is with the South Coast Air Quality Management District. He says 20 years ago, the houses of people living near rail tracks and truck routes were covered with black soot. It also blanketed schools.
It was not only a public nuisance, but we felt that it was also a health issue because some of the particles were fine particles, and if you inhale fine particles, it caused respiratory and other type of health problems.
The South Coast Air District ordered refineries and ports to enclose conveyor belts and stockpiles. Trains and trucks had to cover their loads. A recent report found no more significant problems with petroleum coke and coal dust in the area. Last month, Richmond City Council passed a resolution urging Bay Area air regulators to adopt the South Coast rule. Recently, the Sierra Club and California Nurses Association began surveying residents at Parchester Village for health impacts from coal dust.
Hola, buenas tardes. ¿Cómo estamos molestando? Me llamo María, soy una de las enfermeras.
Nurse Maria Sagun knocks at a house where the backyard faces the train tracks. A six-year-old girl is doing cartwheels across the yard.
So agile, me encanta. She's a perfect example of, and it just makes me want to cry off the children. This community, te digo que es un ejemplo, ¿verdad? Yeah. Of the children that are affected.
Sagun says this girl has asthma so severe, medications sometimes don't work, and she has to go to the emergency room. Air District staff say they are preparing draft regulations, but it could take a year or two for the board to adopt them. I'm Julie Small, KQED News.